Hi, everybody. This is Kimberly.
And this is Katie.
And you're listening to A Date with Dateline. Tonight's episode is called Poisoned. I wanted to do that. It didn't sound good, did it?
Try
it
again.
Sound like Batman?
I know you wanted to, so I'm going to give you another go at it.
In my head, I sounded like Batman. Is that not good? You're giving me a face like that's really bad.
It's really good.
Oh my God, it's like my Cartman. This is a nightmare. I can't do anything right. Okay, I'm going to just use my normal voice. This episode is called Poisoned. Season 26, episode 10. It aired on December 1st, 2017. Hosted by Queen Canning.
Woo!
Love, Andrea. This episode is about 60-year-old Mary Yoder. Is that right?
Yeah, Yoder.
Mary was a healthy, vibrant chiropractor. She was married to this guy, Bill. Bill was a philosopher and deep thinker, which makes him sound so annoying to me right away.
Because you're shallow. Okay.
But also, I never liked philosophy in college. I don't have time for that. Let's talk about 90 Day Fiancé. Let's not talk about the reason we're all here.
Shallow.
Because that just makes me depressed.
But I'm also going to say, I think maybe you didn't like philosophy majors in college. Because those people, if you get in a conversation with one at a party,
yeah,
you need to like make an excuse to go.
Yeah. So they both become chiropractors and they have a joint practice. Mary was super holistic. She took a ton of vitamin supplements every day. We are hearing about Mary from three of her sisters with crazy thick accents. They're like Midwest New York accents. I can't describe it.
I don't know what you're hearing, but I did not hear that, or nor did I notice it at all.
Really?
Not
Am I
even,
crazy?
I'm worried.
But last week I heard those Jersey New York
accents.
That
was strong last week. This week was not like that.
I felt like it was even stronger, and it got under my skin.
Really? Not just
yes.
The talking over?
No, I didn't even notice that.
I don't know why I keep doing that hand gesture to you.
You really
feel like
do. You're layering your hands.
Me saying talking
but
over
I know
is
what
not
talking
enough.
Over okay. means. We're doing it right now. So I know what it is. Okay. You look
weird.
Like you're just doggy paddling.
I know. I was going to say, it looks like a weird prairie dog.
Back to Mary's sisters. She has three sisters.
Yep.
And she has two daughters.
Mm-hmm. And a son.
Yeah, but we'll get to him. I got to start with the daughters.
Because they're twins?
No. Were they twins?
They look exactly like twins.
Okay, people on Twitter kept calling them twins. They were not twins. Okay. Can I point out that the one that was on the left never stopped crying the entire episode? Everyone on Twitter commented on how much they hated her.
Wow.
And so I was not the only one. Dozens and dozens of tweets. She couldn't get out a single sentence without crying. It was like Michelle Hadley, Babes with Coffee.
But also, her mom did die. And this is
yes.
fairly recent. This
no,
episode
like
is fairly
two years
recent.
Ago. You'll see when we get to Twitter. I'm not okay. the only one.
All right.
So, Bill and Mary also had a son named Adam. And his girlfriend, Katie, worked at the chiropractor's office as like an office manager. 2015, Mary gets really sick. She's throwing up. She has diarrhea. And that's still so embarrassing to me. Even if I was dead and they were doing my Dateline episode, I would want them to leave out the diarrhea part. I would want it to be more of a romantic death
but I think
than diarrhea.
But I think they're just trying to make it severe enough that it's like you had it so severe, you had to go to the hospital. It's trying to get it out. So your body's rejecting.
So Mary's heart kept stopping, but they kept reviving her. No specialist or doctor could figure out what was wrong with her. Now, one of her sisters, with an accent that you didn't hear, but I did, is a nurse and makes a point of saying that she's a nurse and she knows that if you code three times, that it's not good. I'm sorry, Adoy.
I'm not.
So Mary died, sadly. And again, the same sister that's a nurse says 60-year-old people don't just drop dead. Yes, they do.
Well,
all the time.
I mean, 22-year-old people drop dead.
40-year-old people
happen.
Drop dead. It happens. How is she a nurse and she doesn't know these things?
I think it's more because, though, no, she said because she was so healthy. Healthy 60-year-old people don't just drop dead. But you can have a brain aneurysm. People
yes.
do drop dead.
Yes.
It
and
it,
I felt very surprised that she did not know that.
Right.
But then I will say the nurse sister kind of redeemed herself because they think that Mary died of some sort of infection. Mm-hmm. And this sister that's a nurse is the one that asked for a tox screen to be done.
Right.
So
completely redeemed.
Yes. So everyone is devastated because Mary was apparently a wonderful person, including this one random patient of hers named Holly, who is so pumped to be on Dateline, and she has no purpose to be there whatsoever because she just repeats things that people have just said, and she was a patient, and she's interviewed maybe twice and says nothing of value. I know you don't like those extraneous interview people.
I don't, especially not in a case like this where they're taking up valuable time.
Right, where there's info they don't put in the episode, and instead they give us Holly.
Right, because we're getting Holly, and then later we get a random friend.
Yeah.
Which also irritated me. So it's fine.
Oh, you're right. Did we get a random friend?
We got a random friend of Adam's later. Roommate. Yeah.
Who gives us nothing. I was fine with him. He was good looking.
Hot cousin?
Yeah. I was fine with him.
Cousin and roommate, by the way. You're only fine with him because he's attractive.
No, I felt like he had some info. Okay. He validated things that other people had said.
So did Holly.
No, Holly just said she was a nice person. Every single person and their mother said she was a nice person.
You can tell from her pictures that she's a nice person. I don't even need anybody to confirm it.
We don't need Holly. At the memorial service for Mary, everyone's devastated, but her sisters think that Bill, her husband, had pretend tears. So mark off fake tears on your bingo cards.
Yep.
The lab, after a bunch of tests on her blood work, they finally figure out what killed her, and it was this medicine called colchicine, which is a medication used to treat gout, of which Bobby Hill once had in his toe from eating a lot of deli food because he was scared to go to the dance with Connie. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you need to edumacate yourself.
And
right
watch
now.
That episode of King of the Hill.
It's
because
so good.
It is a classic and maybe in top three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
I think it's called Love Hurts and So Does Art. So this part was a little confusing to me. Mary's sisters call a detective to get involved. But was he a private detective or was he just a policeman that normally would investigate a homicide?
It's a normal detective.
Okay. So, but they pushed for it to happen.
There's a real detective and a private eye, but we don't meet the private eye in Dateline.
Oh, okay. That's why I was confused. Mm-hmm. So the one that we met was the real detective.
Yeah, he's a police.
Not that a private eye is not a real detective.
He's a police detective. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is, they finally got into poisoning, and it's been three commercial breaks in. I was getting a little frustrated that they finally say she was poisoned. And I was starting to think that the big twist of the episode was that it was called poisoned, but she actually died of natural causes, yet her, like, relationship was poisoned by jealousy or something. It was going to be a metaphorical poisoning, and I was going to be done. I was so mad. But then finally they got to, like, real poisoning, and I was
Andrea's not going to do that to you.
She would never steer me wrong. So the cops, of course, suspect Bill because he's the husband. Bill would disappear on weekends to Albany to write. Is that a good excuse? Does anyone buy that? No.
Kind of. When I look at Bill and I think about him being a philosophy major,
he is
kinda.
A deep thinker.
Sure.
He also had Mary cremated very quickly.
Yes.
But there's no real monetary motive that the police can find. This was when the one daughter really never stops crying, and I'm very sorry that her mother was killed. I don't know. So Bill was apparently already dating another woman very shortly after the death of Mary. This is kind of a shocking moment, a little bit of an OMG moment. Andrea, I adore her more than life, I should state. She asks maybe the only silly question I've ever heard her ask. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I do.
She asks the detective why it's important to determine if Bill was having an affair before Mary's death. And the detective is like, well, because that establishes motive.
I think what's happening there is they need a soundbite, and she has to ask that because he's not volunteering that. He needs to answer the question. This was important because it establishes a motive for Bill.
Right.
And the detective is not giving Andrea what she needs. I do not blame Andrea. I blame the detective.
I think Andrea normally would ask the question in a way that was more clear that it was a soundbite and not sounding, she's such a good actress, that it makes you think for a second she doesn't know the answer to that question.
That's true.
And I know she knows because she's done a million Datelines.
Yes, we know she knows.
She knows. I'm going to blame the editors on that one. The
I'm blaming the editors a lot in this episode. Good.
The detective receives an anonymous letter. So mark off anonymous tip on your bingo cards. The letter says that Adam, Mary's son, is the killer. Then they interview Katie's the girlfriend who works in the office. They interview her family, her parents and her sisters. And they say Adam was weird. He was really off. There was something that really unsettled them about him. They never wanted her to date him, which is, I think, interesting. If your whole family thinks someone's kind of a weirdo, I mean, a bad sign.
No, like, 100%. That's a terrible sign.
The letter says that he was fighting with his mom and he wanted to inherit all of her money. And the letter also says that the Colchicine bottle is in his car. So the cops get him to agree to let them look in the car. They try to get him. He doesn't want to. They actually have to. They call the sister. Mm-hmm. They call the blonde crying sister. And they say, can you convince Adam to let us look in his car? So they look in his car. And this was my second OMG moment. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you remember the Frosches and their house and how it was Trump, gold, everything? This was that, but with garbage. I should not talk. My car's disgusting, but it was empty bottles. There was a package of safety goggles.
Yeah, I zoomed in.
Yeah,
I got it.
Something that looked like rotten bananas, but then I realized it was gloves and a McDonald's McCafe cup. And then something, I think that was beer. It said XX Pure.
Yeah,
is
no.
Is that a condom?
No.
An energy drink?
I think it might have been an energy drink, an off-brand energy drink.
I thought it said beer.
I think what it was actually was a protein shake. It was in a weird little container. And those like protein shakes, those super high-powered chalky things, those are kind of, I know.
Yes.
It's gross.
So I rate my car maybe 1.5 steps above him.
Good.
I have a McCafe empty cup.
I know.
Maybe 2 in my car right now.
I'm
not going to lie. So the Colchicine is in the car. And there's a receipt for the drug with Adam's email address on it. So it's like all tied up in a little ribbon for the cops. And Adam says it was planted, and the detective kind of agrees, because why would you come to the police station with the drug, the poison, in your car, with the receipt, with the email address on it?
Right.
So they're looking into it more, and they realize that when Mary got sick that day, Adam was 300 miles away visiting his crying sister. The detectives talk to Adam's cousin, who is adorable, and he has nerd chic glasses. I loved him. He said after the murder, well, you didn't think he was cute? Was he too generic?
We didn't need him. We could have gotten all of that information that he gave in one sentence and moved on.
That's true.
Andrea could have explained it.
That's true.
Yeah.
He says that after the murder, Adam started acting very strange. He was dropping out of his classes in college. He was drinking. He was even suicidal. So the crying sisters think that their brother Adam is being framed. And they say, who do you think was framing him? And of course she says, my father, because she can't stop crying. And detectives interview Katie, the girlfriend. They just wanted her to talk more about Bill's relationship, because they're thinking Bill, the dad, wrote the letter to frame Adam, the son, at this point. So they bring in Katie, since she worked at the office. But instead of talking about Mary and Bill's relationship, she starts talking a lot about Adam and how strange he's been acting lately. Eventually, they realize, and they ask her, and she admits to it, that she wrote the letter that said that Adam was the killer. That was a good twist. I did not see that coming. You saw it coming?
No, I don't think that much before, but I did guess it
kind of
before. But it wasn't that long. It took me a minute. It took me a while.
I did start to go, why are we interviewing Katie's family? like, why do we need her parents and her sisters? I thought, did she only agree to this episode so that her whole family could be in it? And then I realized she's actually important to the case.
That's why I guessed it, because they were interviewing her so much and she had so much B-roll early on. I was like, okay, she's somebody.
It's like on A Murder, She Wrote, when they have a semi-guest star where that someone's too famous for the little role that they're in.
Yes.
And you know they're going to turn out to be the murderer.
Right, exactly.
That's what it was. So Katie said that Adam confessed to her that he poisoned his mom, and that's why she wrote the letter to the police. She also says that she's really, really scared of him. Police don't buy it, and they suspect that Katie is actually the killer and wrote the letter to frame Adam. She does say something weird in the interrogation. She says guys don't use poison. They say it's a lady's weapon. Katie was at the office all the time, the chiropractic office, and could have slipped the medicine in. The email account that bought the poison was linked to Katie's computer, and Katie's phone had searched for colchicine. So it's really not looking good for Katie, but they have no idea what Katie's motive would possibly be. She's 22 years old, and she loved Mary as like a mentor, as her boyfriend's mom, as her boss. She seemed to really love Mary. Katie, in the interrogation to me, came off as a little bit kind of dumb, maybe.
Really different than in her actual interview. Maybe it was like this meek act. I don't know.
Yeah, she seemed very naive. She seemed genuinely upset, real tears, but her answers are a little off and they're a little vague. I can't tell if she's dumb or if she's hiding something.
She is also really young. She's 22, which she doesn't look 22, so it's kind of confusing. She looks older than that, but
But in the interrogation, they interrogate her for 6 hours, and she's sobbing. She's at one point retching into a trash can. She's like violently upset, but she never caves and says she did it.
No.
She says, I would not throw my life away for this. I have people that love me. I have a family. She is really saying she did not do it, but the police are not buying it. Her family, of course, thinks she's innocent, and busybody patient Holly from the office.
Back again.
Can't believe it. But seriously, Holly, why are you being interviewed? You are not a part of this. Go home. Just
Holly's
go home.
In it. She's in it.
She's there. She's so excited. She's like, do you guys validate? I am here for this interview with Andrea. She's pumped.
Do have to say, as far as extraneous people go, at least she had the right attitude for Dateline. She answered the questions clearly. She was confident. She was good. She had opinions about things and stated them. She wasn't a weak side character. She held her own in the Dateline chair. Can we give her that?
Okay. I can give her that.
Okay.
Yeah. Who are you thinking did it? Like, do you think Cheryl? Cheryl was great. We loved Cheryl. She was the one in the Halloween party who loved talking to Keith.
Oh, no. Cheryl was. I'm thinking about Delia? The guy that you thought was kind of cute.
Oh.
He did not hold his own. I could have done without him. I was like, okay, move on. And they had B-roll of him walking on a college campus. I was like, okay, we get it. You guys were in college. We don't
need
you.
There was one episode, I think it was the one about the fire in the basement, where they had their like love shack in the basement of that house and they had sex on that mattress. And there was this random friend of Tony, the Asian guy with the itchy sweater.
Yes.
And his friend, I remember she was wearing boots, like knee-high boots, and they had B-roll of her walking, but it was just her feet walking, strutting down the street like these boots are made for walking. You get your whole fancy B-roll, Saturday Night Fever B-roll.
Seriously.
When we don't even need you in the interview at all. Go away. Why are you here?
Go away.
But thank God we didn't get B-roll of Holly, because that would have been just a waste of time and money. Right? We didn't get any, right?
We got no B-roll. Holly
thank
was
God.
Great. Yeah.
Okay. So Mary's sisters call the cops and they insist that Katie, the sweet girl from the office, is innocent. That always says something to me. When the family of the victim sticks up for the accused person.
Yeah.
It's very rare. Usually they flip.
You're right, but they have a very clear reason, which becomes...
Because they think it's someone else.
Right. Yeah, the divisions in this are very clear, and it's obvious why.
Yes,
so,
that's true.
Yeah.
The detectives are so sure that it's Katie, they take it to a grand jury, and the grand jury decides to indict her. And it turns out we've seen her at this farm, like, feeding chickens and petting horses, and she was on house arrest that whole time.
OMG moment.
Yeah, she has an ankle bracelet.
That was a good twist. Dateline, good job.
Yes.
I did not see it coming. Because I kept thinking,
but she's feeding the chickens, so exactly it can't
right.
be her.
She's not in prison. Right.
She's feeding chickens.
But then I feel bad because I should have put the year together and been like, wait, this happened in 2015, so anything in a trial is happening now.
Right.
And I should have put it together, and I didn't, and I was kind of mad at myself. But then I did go back and look to see if you could see her ankle bracelet at any point.
Someone mentioned that there was a scene where her leg was crossed in a weird way, like her ankles were crossed to hide it.
I'm going to say they did some ankle jewelry magic in this. It was kind of awesome the way that they cut it. And then there's one where she's sort of in they're filming with the sun coming through and it's a shadow on her legs, so you can't, but then the rest of her is bathed in sunlight. It's ridiculous. I mean, there are four or five shots that if we can screen grab and put them up, camera poetry, gentlemen and ladies on the camera team, well done.
Well, really, this brings us to my brilliant idea that I had at the beginning when we started this podcast, when I started realizing how much Dateline was tricking us by you looking, see what's behind someone. Is that real furniture? Are they in their house, or are they in a room in the prison that they made to look like a house? Is that a jumpsuit, or is that just a baggy shirt that he's wearing? So my idea was just do floating heads in darkness. Right. So you just do the floating heads. And then we have no clue, no spoilers, and they can't trick us.
Well, why can't we do just a silhouette so everyone's sort of romantic?
That is like romantic. Do you mean the fully, like if they're hiding their identity?
No, I mean like if to the side. Like
a Folgers commercial at dusk.
It's like, it's just like shadows. We should see the hint of a person. That's a horrible idea. Please, no one take that advice. But
we want you to appear on Dateline, but no one's going to be able to recognize you.
But by the way,
you're just going to be in shadow.
Speaking of trickery, wherever the sisters are filmed in their interview with Andrea in studio, there's bars behind them. They looked like they were in prison. I was laughing.
That's hilarious.
I know. I was like, well, it's definitely not the sisters, but seriously, this backdrop, you guys. It's like a white wall for a majority, and then there are a series of bars.
Maybe it's like a weird property on their farm. Some sort of...
The sisters have a farm?
Well, I thought that was her family's farm. Oh, do you mean the blonde sisters?
I'm talking about Mary's sisters. The
victim's I thought you
sisters.
Meant Katie's sisters.
Oh, no. Do we meet them now? Did you talk... You haven't talked about them yet. You should probably
mention
that.
Well, yes. We meet Katie's parents. Yeah. They dressed very appropriately for Dateline. I was proud of them.
He wore a tie. Attaboy.
He wore a tie. And then her sisters, who are twins, I believe. They are twins.
Twinning. So, the whole episode was the twinning. Yes. I could not believe it.
Mary's daughters, not twins. Katie's two sisters are twins.
But I thought they were twins until they said they were 2 years apart. I was like, oh, they're twins. And then when the real twins came on, I was like, I don't know what to do with myself. I got really excited about all the twins.
Okay, at one point, so this was good. This was when Andrea, of course, can do no wrong, but I was a little upset about that one question. But she totally redeemed herself in this moment. She totally gets yelled at off screen by Katie's lawyer when she asks her a question. She starts to ask a question about specifics like evidence, and the lawyer just goes, nope. And Andrea is so professional. She goes, no, okay. And she moves right on.
But I loved that they gave us that. How great. The minute they reveal that Katie is actually under house arrest during these interviews, they immediately show this kind of behind the scenes going on. How cool was that? They never do that.
They very rarely do that. They've done it a couple times, and the lawyer sometimes will just cut an interview short, like a total a-hole.
That's
just be like, this interview's over. Occasionally that happens, but this was like a no, like just barked at her, and she just handled it like a total professional. Yeah, that was good. So Katie is a wreck during this interview with Andrea. She is shaking violently. She's having a panic attack. It's kind of hard to watch. It felt very real, her anxiety. Her lips are trembling and her whole body is jerking around, which is what happens when you have a panic attack. And it looked pretty real to me. She's either faking it and she's an incredible actress, or it was real. What do you think?
I'm going to hold my opinion on it because I actually have some information about what Andrea thought of it.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm going to wait. Opinion, when I first saw it, my reaction, I thought she was clearly panicking. Yeah.
When I watch it, there's one point where her head jerks to the side, and I thought, maybe she faked that jerk. But then the rest of it, I thought, was so intense, like, real. Mm-hmm. But the more I think about it, the more I realize that doesn't necessarily mean that she's innocent, because she just could be that terrified to go to jail, and she could be guilty. Anyone would be that terrified to go to jail. So
I was much more struck by her right before she has the panic attack. The question that she's asked, or at least the way they cut it, is the question, did you kill Mary Yoder? And she says no, just like that, but doesn't elaborate at all. And in most of her answers, she does a little bit of elaborating. I felt like that answer was very strange.
I thought it was fine. People on Twitter went nuts and thought it seemed like she was nodding her head yes when she was saying no, which is a common thing that you when you're reading someone's body language, but it was her mouth saying no, and your head naturally goes up and down when you say no. So all those people on Twitter, that's not what was happening. I watched it like 10 times. She was not nodding yes. She was simply making the mouth no.
So now I am going to talk about Andrea really quick, because it's directly related to this. So what I listened to was an interview that Andrea gave about this Dateline episode to some radio station. And she talks about what she found the most interesting. She said to watch the body language of the interview. So I don't know if the body language that she's talking about is that moment, is the no, or she's talking about the panic attack.
Because she did tweet out during the show, what did you think of Katie's body language during... So she's really into the body language.
She was really
into... She did tweet that question, and that's when a lot of people said she was saying, she was nodding her head yes.
So the radio host asks her, do you think she did it? And that's when she gives the answer about body language. She says, watch the body language. It's very interesting.
But she doesn't say what she thinks.
But she's, I'm also wondering,
a consummate reporter.
I'm wondering if she didn't know that we weren't getting as much body shots as we needed to during that interview. We really weren't. You couldn't see her shifting around a lot. So I didn't really know what I was looking for. I don't know. I feel like I want to watch it again.
Right. Unless Katie is a full-on sociopath actress, I don't think that crying and shaking was faked. But that doesn't necessarily mean she's innocent, because she could just as easily be just upset to go to jail.
She could be a sociopath, though. I have some points to that. Okay. I have some points on that front. So
Okay,
go ahead.
So the trial starts. All the patients that saw Mary that day before lunch say that she was fine, but that after lunch she was not herself and she was starting to be really sick. So they never really tell us, I don't know if you found out, what she actually ate for lunch, how it would have been spiked, and if it was something that could have been poisoned ahead of time that she brought into work. I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Katie was the only one at work that day, apparently. So they assume that she's the one who poisoned it. Bill, the husband, takes the stand. He is again crying with no tears. Maybe he just has no moisture in his
face. Did he have no tears? Are you sure about that?
There was a tiny bit of wetness in his eye, but it never came down.
Interesting.
Which is what the sisters said at the funeral. He's doing a lot of fake crying. So Katie admitted in the interrogation, this seemed big and they kind of brushed over it, that she's the one who bought the prepaid credit card that bought the Cole Cuisine. She admits that that was her prepaid credit card.
Which is also the first that we hear that the Cole Cuisine was even bought with a prepaid credit card.
Right. We and they just brush over it.
Yeah, they really do.
And they never really explain, because they start to blame it on other people, but they don't really explain how those people, if they just went into her purse and used it to frame her, whatever. So the theory is of the prosecution is that Katie wanted Adam back as her boyfriend, and so poisoned his mom to get him back. And I was like, him? She's totally way cuter than him, right?
That's what I... Amen.
him?
The whole case doesn't even make sense because they don't make any sense together.
No.
I'm so confused. It's not even cuter. It's, I mean, every single one of his pictures, I was like, oh, you're a loser.
Frowning like a serial killer.
Making a face at the camera. Just a, like a guy that you would avoid.
Okay, right? So then I'm sure you found this in your outside information, but the email address that was registered that the Cole Cuisine was bought, the password was Adam is gay. So that seems like something he did as a joke. That doesn't
But they
seem
don't
like,
say it on Dateline.
No, I have someone tweeted it.
Yeah.
But to me, that reads that he did it because he seems like that sort of guy that would be like, Adam's gay. I'm gay. You know, something dumb like that. Do you think it's something she would do to get back at him? Like, Adam is gay?
But it's also like, it's not.
It's so dumb.
It's not even an insult. I don't really get it. Like, is it an insult?
It's
where
an
they
insult
are?
If you're 5 years old and it was in the 80s when that was an acceptable insult, which it's not at all.
But yeah.
So in 2015, these kids should know better. So I don't get it at all.
Yeah, me
Anyways, the, apparently if this was her scheme to get back together with Adam, it worked because they did get back together after his mom died. But then they broke up again. So that's when Katie decided to frame Adam for the killing. That makes zero sense to me because it doesn't explain why she used his email address for the killing in the first place. If her plan to frame him didn't come along until later when they broke up. That so doesn't make sense. The whole motive seems just super fishy to me. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Adam's DNA wasn't on the wrapper of the Cole Cuisine that was found in the car, though. Katie's was. So I've been waiting now an hour and a half into this episode, and I am 100% sure that the twist we are going to get is that Katie was sleeping with Bill, the husband. I hope I'm not the only one that thought that,
I
that
thought
was going to
happen. Because there was one
so
point that
Dateline.
They... But they also leave it as a trailer because the sisters say...
Yes, surprising affair.
And then the sister says it was unbelievable. Like that. Because rolling her eyes.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God, Bill's a dirty dirtbag and was sleeping with a young hottie in the office.
Yeah.
But then it was confusing because she was so much younger than he was. Why would she sleep with him? But
no, it was disgusting.
Yeah.
He
real?
Was like 60 or 70.
But it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
But they led us
but
to believe.
But already put that vision in my head. So I just didn't want it to happen, but I thought that's where we were going.
But good job, Dateline, again, with the trickery.
Yeah.
They have tricked me not once, but twice, and hopefully not thrice. I think I might have been
tricked thrice. So Bill was having an affair with someone, but it wasn't Katie. It was another sister of Mary's.
Kathy,
who sucks. So yeah, Kathy does. Is this other sister that the three main sisters don't talk to anymore. And she was sleeping with her dead sister's husband. And we don't know if it started before or after the death. They say it started after, but there's several people who said they saw them making out and on dates and stuff before Mary died.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to believe that it was before Mary died. And I gasped out loud when I found out it was the sister. I don't know why I gasped, because I thought it was Katie. And this is so much better because it's at least age appropriate. But it's still so wrong. And it still was like, but then I think maybe there probably are a lot of widows out there who find comfort in their dead wife's. You know what I'm saying? I could see it happening in a nice way. But this felt very wrong.
You know it's wrong because now the other three sisters aren't speaking to that sister. So
exactly.
And also the time frame. She died
in
July.
If it happened before, yeah.
But she died in July. Even if it happened after, on the stand, Kathy said that they hooked up in mid to late September.
Oh, that's 2 months? No.
Yeah,
that's never enough.
That's not enough time.
So the defense in the trial says that Bill was the killer. He was dating the sister. He had just received $400,000 in an inheritance. So now he didn't need Mary as the moneymaker in the family, so he could just get rid of her. A coworker said that Bill would sneak into the office a lot and not want the patients to see him because then they would want things from him. And apparently, like, several people said he was not as interested in dealing with patients as he was in just the business end of it. So he would hide in the office and sneak in and out. So he could have been there that day when Mary was poisoned. Then this was a big moment. There may have been a second dose of the poison that was given to Mary at the hospital. She had been throwing up and diarrhea for 2 days, so there was nothing in her, but then there was a second wind of sickness that happened at the hospital, and correct, the only one at the hospital was Bill. Katie was not at the hospital. But I don't think they have proof in blood samples that there was a second dosage given.
Correct, yeah.
Bill had access to Katie's computer and typewriter. Who still uses a typewriter? I don't know if he had access to the prepaid credit card. Katie handled all the mail that came in, which would explain why her fingerprints were on the package. Then they asked about the searches on Katie's phone. This was interesting. They said the searches could have been from after Mary's death. Katie was trying to figure out how Mary died, what happened to her. So she was searching that. I can't believe they can't figure out when those were done.
They can. They say dates. In the prosecution says dates all over the place. So it's the defense that says that they can't figure it out. That it's not, it's not 100% exact, but I mean, yeah, no, it's before.
I don't know. I think it would be important to know for sure when those searches were done. Katie's sisters say that she's the one who originally dumped Adam. She was done with him. So the whole thing about trying to win him back makes no sense whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Katie was also interviewed 7 times and never asked for a lawyer. So she's either very helpful, or again, she's a little bit slow and not that bright. Or mm-hmm. she's a sociopath and really confident. Could go either way. Mm-hmm. Mary's sisters feel so badly that they pressed for the investigation. And now that Katie is being on trial, they're just devastated that they're the reason she's in this mess. They think she's innocent 100%. The jury is hung. 8 wanted to acquit her. They thought that Bill was full of it. He can't be charged with anything because he's given immunity for life because he testified.
Is that normal to be given immunity to testify at the grand jury?
I don't know.
That's why. It was
shocking.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I think it's really bad police work. I think they just were so focused on Katie that they gave someone who is, by any case, a logical alternative suspect.
A viable suspect.
A viable suspect.
Yep.
They gave him immunity. They literally can never press charges for this because he testified.
It's ridiculous.
That's how badly they wanted Katie.
Yeah.
So this is the daughter starts crying again. And we've just established the dad is never going to jail. He is going to live out the rest of his days not in jail, even if he killed the mom. And the daughter will not stop crying about her dad. And then she says, he's just an old man who can barely function. Okay, he's sleeping with your aunt. He's doing just fine.
Yeah.
Calm down. And how do you feel about that? They never asked the sisters. How do you feel that he is now sleeping with your aunt? Do you think that's okay?
That's
bizarre. You fine with that? So we go to trial again. This time Katie has a new defense attorney who's 10 times louder and more animated than the first one. And he goes after Adam in this case. So the first trial, they blamed Bill. In the second trial, they blame Adam. They say Adam put the poison in Mary's supplements when he was in town. And then she took the supplements later when he was out of town. I want to know more about that. Were they capsules that you can grind up and put in there? I know she had like a protein shake. I want to know more. The hot cousin, David, said that Adam was in school for computer science and could have either hacked Katie's computers or used Katie's devices because he was at the office all the time. So
the cousin
probably, the cousin totally is on Katie's side now.
Yeah.
The lawyer says that Adam had abused Katie physically and sexually. And sometimes they say things like that in trial, and then there's never any report of it. There actually is a report. A year before the murder, Katie had filed a police report against Adam for rape. She texts him, repeating to him what he said to her when he was attacking her. And it was really graphic, like, I'm gonna effing break your wrist, and screaming and threatening her. Like, it was scary. Now things are, I was starting to shift a little, because her naivete and her dumbness kind of felt more legitimate to me. And it seemed more like a little bit like a brainwashed, abused girlfriend that maybe got into something over her head.
So I'm sorry, why is she killing the mom and not him? Who she really liked?
Stockholm syndrome. Why does she keep getting back together with this guy who raped her?
Why is she killing the mom?
Don't know still.
Okay.
I don't think she did.
Okay.
But I think if she did, perhaps he talked her into it. And she was trying to please him, or she was scared of him, so he threatened her. And maybe he did it, but he got her to buy the medicine.
And even when she's facing jail time, she's still not going to flip on him and say, he told me to do it?
She was terrified. She said she was terrified of him. She said to the cops in the interview, she said, you can't protect me from him. You cannot protect me from him.
But she's still, now he knows, because he's in trial with her, and he knows that she wrote this letter. He knows all of this. So why is she still...
It goes deep, a lot of these, the abuse things.
You're really good on doing this devil's advocate, but you know that I'm right.
She could think he has people anywhere that could get to her.
But why would it make a difference now? They're already going to want to get to her. So why not just say full out, he told me he would kill me if I didn't kill her, you know?
You know, Tanya Harding, like, never flipped on her ex because she was so abused and...
But she wrote a letter?
Yeah.
She didn't write a letter.
No, I don't know what happened, actually. She might have flipped on him.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if she had any involvement whatsoever. I still think he could have framed the whole thing. Or Bill could have done it.
He totally could have. I have info for both.
I'm not convinced she did it. But I do think that the rape and the abuse, I 100% believe happened, because he admitted it happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
he
sorry.
Admits that he snapped once and slapped her a few times. Mm-hmm. Now, if a guy says he snapped and he slapped her a few times, how much worse do you actually think it was?
100%, I agree. Yeah.
1,000 times worse. Mm-hmm. I think he beat the crap out of her. He's downsizing. And he never once denies the rape. He says he was blackout drunk and doesn't remember what happened. Hmm. He is not ever saying, I didn't do it. I would never do that. That didn't happen. And when he says when he got the text from her describing what happened, he was horrified. He doesn't remember doing that. That's what he says.
Correct.
I think it happened. Because the slapping happened, he fully admits that. I'm not saying if you slap, you rape. But I think he 100% did it. He's not denying that he did it. And they kind of just brush over it like it's not that big of a deal, but it's like a really big deal that there was abuse and a rape in that relationship. So he's not an innocent in all this.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he didn't kill his mom, is kind of a sick dude.
Yeah, I don't think he's well.
Her whole family thought that he was off.
He is
off.
From
the beginning. Something is off with him.
Well, yeah.
Yes. So then when Adam's on the stand, he suggests that Katie poisoned him before the murder.
Right. Oh, which is new for this trial, by the way. For some reason, they wouldn't let it into the first trial. I don't know why it gets in this one. That seems weird, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
He says that she gave him supplements to help him focus in school, and he got violently ill and had to go to the hospital. But they tested the bottle of supplements, and there was nothing in them. So to me, that could mean that he got sick from the supplements and then got the idea that that's how he could poison his mom. People get sick from those kind of herbal supplements all the time.
No, it can't be. The timeline doesn't add up, because keep in mind, the colchicine was delivered in February. He got sick in April. It would have already been ordered.
Maybe he poisoned himself to try it out.
I thought about that.
Or to frame Katie later. He just gave himself a couple.
Or he gave himself a little bit.
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. I saw a Dateline where a guy shot himself 4 times.
That's right.
To make it seem like a robbery. So this is maybe a riddle me thrice. Adam, just like the dad, Bill, has freaking immunity because he testified.
What?
What is going on?
No, he doesn't. Adam has
immunity too. Yes, he does. That's what they said in the episode.
Are Everyone you sure in the... about that?
Mm-hmm.
Does he really?
Yes. Yes.
Interesting. So the cops really did solely focus solely on Katie. Solely want her.
100%.
Holy crap.
I mean, does everyone in the town have immunity but Katie? It's like a weird episode of Twilight Zone or something. And she's the only one with the normal nose and everyone else has the pig noses or something. That's how badly they want her. So
can you name another episode of Twilight Zone?
No, that's the only one I know. Oh, no, I do know. There was one with this little boy and whatever he thought happened. So if he thought bad things about you, you could just die. Your head would just explode. So they gave him whatever they wanted. So his mom would walk around all scared of him, like giving him whatever candy he wanted, anything he wanted. No one could say no to him because he would just get really mad and he would just kill you with his thoughts. Come on, that's scary.
That's scary.
Okay, so the jury is hung on this trial too. This was shady as F to me. Okay, so they've been debating. They are hung. They go to the judge and they say, we can't make a decision. The judge says, come on, guys, you need to make a decision. Talk it out for a little bit longer. So they talk for 2 more hours and they come up with a verdict. How are you so hung that you go to the judge and say we're hung, and then in 2 hours you're able to make a decision all of a sudden? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It really doesn't. But they were 10 to 2 when they said they were hung.
So what are those two people? They're like, they just needed a stern warning from, they just wanted daddy's approval. They just wanted the judge to like give them that stern, and they're like, ooh, I guess he really means it. What did they think they were doing the whole time? Obviously, you're there to make a decision, but it's not until the judge says you really need to make a decision. They're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Now I'll flip. Someone's life is on the line here. But now I'll give up what I've been thinking for the past 3 days arguing for because the judge says, come on, guys.
Well, I think this is one of the big things they're going back in appeals with is the whole end of the trial and them adding the charge. Did you talk about that yet?
Yes. Okay. No, I haven't yet. So they had on this second trial said that the jury could consider a lesser charge, meaning like she didn't plan it in advance, the murder. So they could do second degree murder or manslaughter. And in the first trial, they only had second degree murder, the bigger charge. So for this one, they add that second charge. It totally backfires because they find her guilty of the lesser charge of manslaughter.
Who does that backfire on? That's exactly what the prosecution wanted.
Well, I thought it was the defense that had agreed to that.
No, no, the defense fought it really hard.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. That makes more sense.
It. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Because it's a cop-out. It's like, well, we'll get her on something.
But I would think if the defense was thinking maybe they were going to, if they thought they were going to lose, they would rather have her get a lesser charge. So that's maybe why they would agree to it.
Oh, I think they had no inkling of losing.
That second defense guy was super confident.
Oh, yeah.
Way more confident than the first guy with the glasses. No,
the first guy with the glasses said that he thought that they were going to come back with a verdict in 2 hours, not guilty. Oh, yeah. Remember? He thought he was going to get it off.
But did he really think that?
I don't know. He wasn't as verbose as the second guy. The second guy, he had a lot to say.
I had one major issue with that first guy, but it wasn't his fault at all. So I'll get to it later. It wasn't his fault.
Okay.
So Mary's sisters feel terrible. They still think that she's innocent and that Bill did it. So they are fighting really hard for this appeal. Okay. I think I unpacked this recap finally.
I think you did.
Do you want to talk now about other things? Outside information.
What did you want to know about?
I want to know specifically how she was poisoned, what it was in.
It's powder.
Okay.
The Cole Cuisine was in a glass vial. It had to be specially ordered in a powder form of 1 gram. Because I was getting really confused because they had all these medical examiners on saying that it would take 40 to 60 pills.
Right.
Of the, and so I didn't understand how they were breaking that down, what was happening. It was this special concentrated colchicine that was ordered.
Stronger than what a doctor can normally
prescribe. Exactly. That's why it was kind of this big process to order it. So when Katie supposedly ordered it under Adam's stuff, it had to have a signed letter of intent from Mary. Mm. Mary's signature's on it. Ooh. Mary and Adam's signatures are both on it. So Adam's, they think Katie forged, and they think she also probably forged Mary. But it was a scanned document that had to be sent. But they never called in a handwriting expert to trial to see if the document was forged or not.
Well, honestly, I've been an office manager before. You can put anything in front of a boss and they'll just sign it.
Okay. But then the big thing about it is the reason that they said they were ordering it was for horticultural purposes. Because colchicine is used to grow marijuana.
Oh.
And so Mary and Bill apparently in the 80s had a marijuana growing operation.
Of course they did.
Which I know is kind of hilarious. And then...
I kind of thought Adam was a stoner.
So then Adam...
Because I thought there was something about pot in his car. Like he was scared there would be pot in his car.
That's what I think the reason... I never read that, but my assumption was he didn't want them to search his car initially because he was worried he was going to have paraphernalia in there.
Yeah, someone on Twitter said that. He said, what if someone planted pot in my car?
Oh, yeah,
he
I'm
asked
sure.
the cops that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That makes total sense. He had also grown a plant before. And Mary also was an avid gardener. Because that was initially how they thought she possibly got that poison in her system was she was using it in her garden to increase the growth of the plants. Because apparently it's a miracle thing. It like increases the size by 2 or 3 times.
Oh, wow.
So actually the defense had a really good case on the colchicine because there was a signed thing that said it was for horticultural purposes. Mary was a gardener. Mary's signature is on the in letter of intent. The only thing that Katie did was accept the package when it came from UPS and open it.
Which, that's what you would do as an office manager.
So, but I guess the problem that we run into time and time again is why did she create this crazy email account for Adam? Which she does admit that she did.
She created that email
account? She did. She did.
That was not his email account?
No. That email account was created from her. Oh, no, I guess they didn't prove that because they said that he could have gotten hold of her devices. But the email account also, again, the colchicine was ordered in January and delivered in February. The email account was created the September of the year prior.
Mm.
So if you're going to create an email account to make this order for poison, to poison this lady.
6 months early.
Why would it be? And also the They said that she researched a bunch of other poisons, like cyanide and all these other things. They mention it in the Dateline episode.
Well, Adam was at that office all the time. He had free reign of the computers. How do we know that he didn't create that email account? People create.
He was created on her
account.
Phone.
He was her boyfriend.
No, this is what the defense argued. Totally. And so the research for the other poisons was done in November, December. Still, so email account created in September. November, December, she searched for other poisons.
Wait, the research that was done on her phone for poisons was done in December?
Yeah,
6 months before she was killed?
So long before, yeah.
So then how is the defense saying we don't know when it happened?
I have no idea, because the prosecution lays it out.
Huh. But why was it 6 months before?
Of course. I don't know. It's the weirdest thing. It doesn't make any sense. Why was the email created?
Wait, but it was searched the month the colchicine was ordered.
No, colchicine, sorry, was ordered in January. But the month before,
A month before.
Yeah, pretty much. But also...
Well, that could point to either Adam or her.
Let me also put a human twist on this. How many times have you watched an episode of something and then immediately gone and researched all the stuff that they're talking about?
Oh, constantly. I Google things every day.
That's weird, right? And so...
If people saw my Google history, I could be arrested.
Yeah, probably.
Because I want to know the answer to things immediately. Or if someone's talking about something, I want to know what they're talking about. Or if I read a word that I don't know what it means, I Google it right away.
Yeah.
So if I had read that in something, I would have Googled it and said, what is this?
Colchicine? Yeah. And there are 3 television shows. So there was an episode of Quigley ME, I don't know what that is, an episode of Castle, and then that episode of House. All
you know, Katie watches Castle.
I think there's a good chance.
I watched Castle, and I watched House, too, but that was on way earlier.
And so you could...
But they did show that episode of House in the episode you of
could,
Dateline.
You could totally see Colchicine, and then naturally that would lead you to be like, what other things?
Well, if you're in a medical profession anyways, you might be curious about things like that.
The defense attorney, I think, makes a great point to say, why wouldn't she just throw some antifreeze in a drink? Yeah. Why are you going through all this trouble and leaving this huge paper trail of getting Colchicine? This really difficult...
Well, it was a lot harder for the ME to find.
It was.
So if you're really crazy smart, mm-hmm. and this whole thing is an elaborate setup, yeah, you would pick something that took... It took the ME down to the very last sample of blood.
Yeah.
Because they had run so many tests to try to figure out what it was. And it was until the very last sample, and it was that one ME with the poofy hair on one side. She said, try Colchicine, the gout medicine. And if she hadn't thought of that or they hadn't asked her, they would have used up that last sample of blood and they never would have found out what it was.
Yep, they got really lucky.
Antifreeze, I'm sure they check for right away.
Yeah, probably. Okay. Oh, but okay. By the way, it's November 9th that she did the poison research. So it's early November. Wouldn't you like do it all the same week? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't, the whole thing's weird.
The whole thing is weird. I feel like we're still, even though I have a lot of information, I feel like we're still not getting the full story and I'm annoyed.
I feel like there's a chunk that is missing. I feel like somehow she might be involved.
Right.
But didn't want to be involved.
Like and, Adam pressured her.
Or was framed some, I don't know.
Let me interject one thing really quick. In the interview that I listened to with Andrea, she said this was her favorite episode of all time. This was her favorite mystery.
Ooh.
She said because there were so many twists and turns. And she said when she went to the screening, she said she had a lot of fun because seeing how they were going to cut it and what they were going to do with all the footage that they had. So yeah. I wonder if it's still her favorite after it's finished. But
I wonder if she thinks she knows.
Yeah, I think she...
If she did it. How weird must that be? You're reporting on it and you still don't know.
Right.
There have been several datelines like this, but this is one of the strongest. But there have been quite a few that I just can't make up my mind on.
Yeah.
And we've watched a couple that we didn't agree on.
That's true.
But this one, I mean, everyone on Twitter was... People were both sides of the aisle. There was a lot of polls people did, and it was pretty close. Like, do you think she did it or not? Or who do you think did it?
Wow.
And it was pretty much divided because people really couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, it's a rough one.
Which is why I think there's pieces of information that are missing.
For sure.
I think we don't know everything.
And I think that they don't know
everything. And we never will because they have immunity.
And they don't know everything.
Yeah.
The prosecution is still in their closing argument trying to come up with a reason for why, which is the biggest hole.
The motive is so dumb.
The defense attorney said that the detective, when he was interviewing Katie, asked her why 364 times during the interview because she wouldn't budge. Because she didn't do
it. And that shocked me because I was sure she was either going to cave if she did it or cave like a false confession. Because when you're interviewed 6 hours plus and your family's outside and you just want to go home, you say anything.
And
we've seen it so many times. You'll say whatever. And like, isn't that when they asked poor Brandon Dassey? They asked Brandon Dassey like 60 something times.
Yeah.
How did he do it? Did you do it? And he finally was like, yeah, I did. That's how I did it.
Right. And then they lead him with questions. Yeah.
If you ask some, and remember they asked the detective on the stand, they said, how many times did you tell him that he did it? And he's like, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times. And they're like, 73 times you told him that you knew he did it.
Wow.
And so they asked her 300 something times.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's bad.
And she never admitted it.
Yeah.
That makes me think she didn't do it.
So something that also I thought was interesting in the room, in the interview room, at the beginning, there is a box of tissue paper. And you know how long she's in there because at the end of the interview, there is a roll of toilet paper because she has emptied the box of tissues. So there's a lone roll of toilet paper.
Real tears.
Did they also literally run out of tissues? Come on. In a police station? You're bringing in a roll of toilet paper? Who's stocking
They're
that
trying
thing?
To make her feel like this is what it'll be like in prison. Oh, like, so remember the guy from sleep. Last week?
Yeah, when you chin strap. Who slept on his toilet paper. You did not, you liar.
You liar. He was a douchebag. So, I mean, that to me shows fully real tears.
Bring in some tissues for that girl. Stop it. Roll a toilet paper.
I think it's part of the, I think everything they do is very calculated to the way they're sitting, the way they're approaching questions. And I'm betting that toilet paper versus Kleenex is part of their interrogation routine.
Yeah.
I think there's a meaning behind it.
I think you might be right. I think it's psychological. Yeah.
It's psychological. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Quote of the week was Andrea using the word diabolical.
I couldn't even believe it.
Do you think they're doing it just to mess with Dennis at this point?
No, it's because that's how the prosecution starts their closing argument.
Oh.
They start it diabolical. That word, blah, blah. I mean, the prosecution starts its closing argument like a Dateline episode.
It is so funny how people make such a big deal about that word. Like, Dennis had never heard it before. And oh my God, where'd you get that word?
Out of the dictionary. So then the DA and the defense attorney say it multiple times in their interviews that I listen to. Diabolical is used. It's the A+ word for this episode.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I think we need a new segment that involves B-roll in the title. So yeah. I was thinking B-roll or bust, B-roll bonanza. Ooh. B-roll buffet.
I think B-roll bonanza.
Okay. So for B-roll bonanza, I loved the detective's B-roll because it was Cindy Boxer's favorite thing on Twitter, which is the laying out of the big 8x10 photos on a table like a casting session. But instead of photos of people this time, it was giant blow-up pictures of medicine bottles. There were three of them on the table. It's always such a messy table with things like spread out. It doesn't seem very well organized. And then there was B-roll of the detectives just lounging around the office, each in various stages of leaning. One was doing a crazy 45-degree angle Keith lean. It just seemed like a nice office place. They were just seemed very like camaraderie. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed that. And then, obviously, Katie's B-roll was feeding the chickens and petting the horse a lot. Just lots of feeding chickens
lots
of petting a horse.
Lots of farm.
So those were good. There was not the coffee Folgers B-roll.
There was one. There was one.
Oh, there was one.
There was one.
What about a giant scrapbook or many scrapbooks?
No scrapbooks.
Precious moments. What was yours?
Mine was Katie's dad. When he's telling the story in the police station that he's banging on the door.
Oh.
Because they don't know she's being arrested.
Heart-wrenching. They thought she was just there to sign some papers or give a statement. And then she's there and it's like hours are going
by. 6 hours.
And he doesn't know what's happening. And he's banging on the door. And then the cops come out and say, she's not going home with you today. And they're just devastated. And then he says later when they did get to take her home, he asked her the question he never thought he would have to ask his daughter. And his voice kind of breaks.
Yeah.
And he says,
did you kill Mary?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was heartbreaking.
And then also the sweetest was that he's in his little tie and his wife sort of putting her hand on
his
shoulder.
And his tie was kind
of
crooked and I was like, straighten
It kept getting askew because he's getting emotional telling the story. So it kept sort of going off track. And then the way he's telling the story every time he goes, I says, don't you do it. Like, that's the way he says things is I says. And I thought that was really, I wanted to give him a hug.
I did too.
Poor guy.
MVP and loser of the week.
Wait, what, did you have a precious moment?
Those were my precious moments.
Oh, was that? Okay. Who's your MVP?
Now I'm kind of thinking Katie's parents. I really liked them. I was going to say kind of the sisters, Mary's sisters.
Oh.
I mean, they drove me insane, but they were good sisters to Mary. They fought hard.
They were, but they are
for what they believed
blinded
in.
Blinded by their hatred of Bill.
Yes,
and they're
they
just
are.
Trying to get him arrested by hook or by crook. I'm worried for them. I don't want them to do something foolish.
Do you think they might start a posse go kill him?
No, I don't want them to frame him for a crime. I feel like they're going to try. I don't know. Don't
that
ladies?
That did happen in a Dateline, didn't it?
Did.
Someone left something at someone's house in their yard.
Yes. Don't you remember?
It was
Tone it down, ladies.
But they can't. He cannot be arrested for this crime.
But they're going to frame him for another crime.
Oh my God. They might murder someone as a patsy, like a homeless person.
I'm worried.
They might just find a homeless dude on the street, murder him, and then frame Bill for it.
I don't think they're going to murder someone, but I'm worried about other crimes. I'm worried they might frame him for a robbery or something. A heist.
No, he won't get enough jail time for that. It needs to be arson or something.
Oh, maybe. Oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
My MVP.
So I'm gonna switch and say Katie's dad. I really liked Katie's dad.
Katie's dad was good people, I think.
My loser, you know who my 1000% is daughter the crying, with
The crying daughter. Okay. It's all right.
I couldn't.
It's not your fault. My MVP was. Yes. Oh, did you have another loser? Sorry.
No. Oh. Please go.
My MVP was Gina, who was the medical examiner that they called in for the final blood sample to say, what should we test for? And she said, you know, I think that you should try colchicine. She saved the day. If she hadn't
this
done
is
that.
Like in a movie, the tiniest sample left.
Yep.
This is it. It happened on the Natalie Holloway special I was watching. They had these bones.
The oxygen
one? It's very
one?
Good.
Yeah, I really want to see it. I'm glad it's good. Okay.
It's really good. It's kind of just heartbreaking, but it's intense because stuff happens involving the case, but it's frustrating. I don't know.
Yeah, I know a little bit about it. Yeah.
But they had these bones of Natalie Holloway's they thought were hers, mm-hmm. but they only had enough to test once, basically. Like, if they do this test on these bones, there won't be anything left. So they have to decide, is it worth it to do this one test and then you won't have any more? And that happens a lot. It just is shocking to me that the amount in science makes such a difference.
Yeah,
you know,
right?
That you can't somehow multiply the data so that you have, I don't know.
The sample,
it's surprising to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so that lady did really save the day.
I thought she, because she looked at the symptoms and said, I think you should try this. She studied it. Yeah. She was careful. I'm into her.
Yes.
I like her a lot. Okay.
Brands that are unhappy, they are on Dateline and now are associated with murder.
Yeah.
Colchicine.
Well, yeah.
Colchicine. I mean, there are Spectrum. Poor gout sufferers everywhere now that are going to be under suspicion when they just need their damn medication for their gout. And now people are going to be looking at them and they already have gout. So they're already suffering enough.
True.
And now they're going to have to be under a cloud of suspicion.
True.
Okay. Now we get to do our alternative theories. First, I was like, it's Bill. It's always the husband. A crime like this requires a massive motive that you only have towards someone that you've been married to, someone that is that close. You don't just do it to your boss. But then I didn't feel like he was smart enough to frame Katie or technologically savvy enough to frame Katie. So I was very confused. Then I suspected perhaps the sister that he was sleeping with. Maybe she's kind of savvy. And maybe mm-hmm. she planned the whole thing. And then I was for sure thought it was Adam and that he was framing Katie. I don't know why.
So what's the framing?
Because he's a sociopath.
No, but how is she being framed? She's being framed by what? The letter?
Well, it's almost a double framing. It's like, I'm going to make it look like you're framing me.
Like you're trying to
but
frame
I'm
me.
Actually framing you. But I don't know if he was that smart to do something like that.
So.
Then I just thought he legitimately did it. He bought it with his own email, an email address he rarely used or he created just for weird purposes like that. And he did it. And she didn't get framed till later because she had happened to sign for the package and he had confessed to her. She did write the letter because if Bill did it, it's a little weird why she wrote that letter. I don't know.
Unless Bill is trying to frame Adam. But then Adam would have still had to tell her, I did it. Because that was the point of the letter, is that Adam confessed to Katie.
Do you think Bill would say to Katie, my son told me he did it, I don't know what to do. And then she wrote a letter as if Adam told her that he did it.
Or Bill and Katie were in on it together.
Exactly. Like, what if there was some monetary, if you write this letter, I give you this much money.
Well, Katie was owed $23,000. From Adam.
From Adam.
So maybe Bill had said, I'll pay your debt for my son.
Why did he owe her that much money?
That's how much he borrowed. He borrowed it from her in the year.
How
like,
did she have that much money as an office manager?
I'm sure her family had money. She probably has a trust fund. Look, they have a farm.
That's true.
I don't know how that works.
See, it's just like, it's such a cluster.
Yeah.
It's such a mind F.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to cuss. There, you have these three people. And But just part of me feels like two of them had to be somehow connected together. But I kind of feel like Katie's answers, when it, her interrogation video, it either seemed like she was slightly medicated in mm-hmm. the way her answers weren't totally making sense.
Correct.
The way of like, I've just ruined my whole life and things like that. Or she was trying to hide something.
Or she's a sociopath. And that
she knew more. I feel like a sociopath would have been way more composed and actually making sense.
Or she's a narcissist, because the one thing that the prosecution says in its closing is, the last thing that they talk about is, keep in mind, all during this police interview, the only thing that she keeps saying is, I'm ruined, I'm this, I'm that. Not one time in the entire 6 hours does she say, poor Mary, what happened?
Do we know that for sure? Have we seen the video? That's just I've the read parts it. They've showed us.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. So who
knows? By all accounts, she did love Mary.
Correct.
But she does mostly cry about herself and her predicament.
She does.
She doesn't really cry about Mary's death.
She does.
She mostly cries about her own predicament.
Yes, and then there are some things that she did lie about with Adam to get back with him at certain points in time. She did say that, oh, not really lying, well, kind of. It's sort of proven that she said she had an ectopic pregnancy and that she had an abortion or something like that. And that's, you know, he was horrible to her and there's no hospital records. And a pregnancy like that, you have surgery. It's a major surgery. She sort of lied to Adam about that. They paint her as very much a liar.
But that's possible. She could be a sociopath.
I mean, so I don't know, but I think they're all lying. The PI said that Bill had definitely had this affair before. He had 4 or 5 people, somebody with a signed statement that they never used in court. I mean, he had all these witnesses that saw them 6 months before Mary died.
He was definitely having an affair.
And then Adam, well, they said that he was addicted to Adderall. So that's Adam. Why, he was, and an alcoholic, which is why he mm-hmm. kept, like, having these, I don't remember, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And then if you focus in on the letter, I read the letter, and the letter says that at the funeral, Adam is upset because people weren't paying him enough attention after his mom's death, and everyone kept talking about his mom, and he wanted people to be, quote, nicer to him. And then when he found out the amount of money that he was actually going to get from her death, he got really upset and regretted it. And that's when she sent the letter. So that kind of all makes sense. When you think about it, you're like this really narcissistic kid who's addicted to pills and then owes this person who he's not dating all of this money, a quick way to get money, a quicker way than growing pot. So it's almost like in his brain, you can see it. He ordered the colchicine to initially grow pot, but then was like, well, this is a faster way to get money would be to get life insurance from my mom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've seen several datelines of young college-aged boys killing their parents. It's usually when they're having trouble in school.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they've dropped out, but they haven't told their parents that they've dropped out.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of telling their parents that they've dropped out, they literally kill their whole family.
Oh my God, I know one. I know a story like that. Yeah, I know.
One of them, they had their friend do it, but then they ended up having to do it and they got shot in the process. Like they let themselves get shot so that it would look natural. One of them, he had a brother and he thought the brother was the favorite and they were out to dinner to celebrate like the brother because the brother was the smart one and he was having trouble in school. And so he killed the brother and the parents. He felt like they had always favored the other son.
My God.
Like, hormones at that age.
Right.
Combined with drugs.
Right.
And alcohol.
And amphetamine. And amphetamine drugs. So you could be up for days. You know, if he's abusing Adderall, you could be whacked
not sleeping.
Out of your mind. Yeah.
And then you already have maybe some mental issues. Everyone said you were kind of off. It makes a lot of sense to me.
My best alternative theory for this case is that he got the colchicine. He put it in a pill in one of his mom's supplement bottles.
Uh-huh.
And that morning, she happened to get to the pill. he may have even forgotten he put the pill in there. He may have done it in a fit of rage when he's on drugs, when he's blacked out. He's like, oh, F her, because they get into a fight on Mother's Day. So they get into a fight in May, and he's like, Mom isn't giving me the money I need, you know. I'm going to kill her, puts it in, forgets about it, and then she takes it one July morning. Has nothing to do with Katie, and Katie's telling the truth. He told me he did it.
Yeah. So what doesn't make sense about that version?
That the Gmail that it was ordered with, all the digital is connected to Katie.
But Katie's he was at devices. That office all the time.
Right. That's what the defense says. But the jury didn't buy it.
But do you think he would do that purposefully to frame her?
But she,
or he just happened to use her devices?
She doesn't say that she didn't create the Gmail account. She denies killing Mary, but I don't think she denies creating the Gmail account.
They didn't say that on the episode. They just said the email account was started on her computer. But you can start a Gmail account from anywhere.
And then she deletes it on her phone. So she deleted the Gmail account. That might have been where the problem was.
When did she delete it?
After
the murder.
After the murder. She deletes it off her phone. They can see that the deletion is off her phone.
But again, he and Katie were back together at that time.
For a little bit, yes.
So he could have easily done that.
But then what's his motive? We don't know, except that he's just kind of crazy. That's our best motive.
The way this story makes sense to me is because he wasn't altogether out to frame her. It just kind of happened that way.
That she got blamed
for it. And he was just doing it to kill his mother, which happens all the time on Datelines.
Right.
Because I don't see a reason for him to diabolically, unless she faked that pregnancy and he was trying to get back at her.
And I don't know if that's a real.
Or she did accuse him of rape.
She did.
And maybe he was trying to get back at her for that. But this would make him have to be pretty smart. And I just don't know if I got that vibe from him. He'd have to be pretty calculating.
Well, the one thing that I thought was, the defense attorney could not answer in the interview, that I thought was a little telling, is I think that Gmail account is really important because you're right. Somebody had to be smart to set up a separate email account to order this stuff. And the defense attorney cannot answer the question straight of what else is connected to this Gmail account. Is there a Facebook? What other emails are sent from it? Or was it created for the sole purpose to order the Colchicine? And he would not answer it. He went off on 15 different tangents.
Who did which?
The defense attorney in the interview I listened to. Yeah. He won't answer it.
See, that's weird, because if it was used for other things, he would totally be like, this was I have my Hotmail account still, and I use it to sign up for coupons to Joann's and things like that, because I'd barely use it. So I use it for things like that.
Right. No, I have several.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know. But and then
he would say that. The defense attorney would probably point that out to say this was just a normal account.
Right.
That they used, you know, it wasn't like a special email account used just for this.
Right.
Which seems shady.
Which seems like that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Although you are ordering something that is to grow marijuana.
That is also true.
So maybe you would create a fake account for that, because you think the government might try to take your marijuana plants from you.
But then why would you name the account Mr. Adam Yoder 99, which is literally the account name,
with the password Adam is gay?
Right. Why would you do that? Unless you...
Yeah.
So maybe she was trying to just make sure that there was no trail to her, because she didn't want to be caught ordering it because it was for pot. So she thought in her naive mind, I'm going to get in trouble for this. I'm going to do this all under Adam's name.
But she used her own prepaid credit cards.
But that also could be having to do with that. If you don't know a lot about drugs, you're like, okay, I'm going to try not to leave a trace. Then why wouldn't you tell the cops that? I was ordering this for Adam and Mary to start growing, but I was weirded out about doing it for Adam, so I made sure that I covered my tracks. You would say that, because
if you're being interrogated for 6 hours, you would. But for some reason, she said she was that scared of Adam that she's like not willing to. But she wrote the letter.
It's just the whole rigmarole.
Couldn't have been that scared, because if he found out about the letter, he would be pissed. It's so...
I'm curious what people are thinking. And then there is one thing that if anybody out there knows what the DA is talking about in this one interview I listened to, he kept saying, well, the problem was is that she had a backup. What is the backup? I read a ton of trial transcripts. I could not find out what they were talking about, but they made it sound like she had a backup for colchicine. A backup poison.
Plan?
Yeah.
Backup, Katie did?
Yes. Backup poison. Backup plan. So I don't...
From when she had researched all of those different kinds of poisons?
It didn't sound like it was the same thing. And they said, oh yeah, the backup was the key. That's what the host said. And I was like, what's the backup?
Oh, she had another kind of poison?
So if anybody can find it, I'm going to try to look it up again. But what is it? Are they talking just about the research of arsenic and all that? But it was also that the research was super specific. It was, what poisons don't smell? What poisons can't you taste?
The list they showed on TV was very much like she had just seen it on Castle, because it was spelled wrong like four times before she got to the right way to spell it. It was like how you'd audibly try to spell it phonetically and you'd be wrong like four times until you get to the right spelling. Like she had just heard it on TV.
And that's what I thought too. But then they had screenshots of her doing like what on smell. Sites. Yeah. And then heavy duty research into certain chemical companies, which again could be for the pot thing.
Right.
Which Dateline did not go into at all. It could be for Mary
and her holistic business.
And why? And also holistic? Come on. Maybe she's a weed dealer on the side. She probably totally believes that pot is a great alternative to opiates and all of that.
Yeah.
So. I mean, why they didn't go into it in Dateline, I don't know. But and I don't...
So that could have all been for Mary, all of that research.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And also, why wouldn't you say it?
Right.
Why would you just keep saying, my life is ruined? Why wouldn't
she
say...
She seemed kind of naive, like she was trying to protect Mary's reputation or something. Or she never thought it was that serious. I don't know.
Who's she trying to protect? Adam? Mary? Like, what? Save yourself, girl.
Yeah, you would think.
Unless
but there
you
was
did
something
it.
Really kind of slow and off and naive about her.
But then also, why would you want to make Mary sick? Even if you didn't want to kill her, why would you want to do anything to Mary? Why wouldn't you straight up want to just hurt Adam?
No, that motive makes zero sense.
So we...
Zero sense. Although, if she was that twisted, it would be like, I'll kill his mom, he'll need comforting. And that's exactly what happened. They got back together when he was in mourning. But there has to be an easier way.
It also seems like she didn't really want to get back together with him. But who knows? Because then we have all this weird stuff about the pregnancy. I don't know. I don't want to delve that too much into that because it makes me queasy. And I want to believe someone when they say...
They were raped?
Yeah. That they went through all of this stuff. We're not going to do that again. We already had that a couple episodes ago. I don't want that.
I know again. He beat her because he admitted he slapped her.
He did. So he totally did.
Stake my life that he was violent with her, at least on one occasion.
None of it's okay. But I feel like she would have flipped on him by now and said, he told me to do it.
Right. And I'm scared of him, so I did it.
Mm-hmm.
A Farscape on Twitter said, how about this? Adam, Katie, and Bill independently poison Mary, then all three tried to frame each other.
It's logical at this point.
It's logical. At this point, anything goes.
Yeah.
At Lady J Dance, I think Mary did it and framed the F out of everyone else. So Mary killed herself just to
faked
start
her death.
A huge...
Faked her death. Moved to Fiji. Yeah, done.
Just to mess with everyone, and she's watching. Like, this
new Bill was sleeping with her sister and was like, we're good, bye.
Peace. Do you have any better titles?
I do.
Okay, mine are not good.
What you got?
Crazy for colchicine.
Okay.
A lady's weapon.
Because
she said poisoning was the lady's weapon.
That's good.
And my last one is messy car, messy case. You know, like when people say if you're like a scattered home is a scattered mind. And I felt like that car was very symbolic of the case that they had.
The case itself. You did it.
Thank you. Okay, now you.
I had the obvious choice, which was diabolical. If you're going to name an episode Diabolical, just let's do this one. Diabolical 2? I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, part 2? Yeah.
Diabolical 2, Tokyo Drift. There you go. I did
you it. You used it.
I used it. I have Andrea's favorite because I feel like that's something people would want to know right out of the gate.
That's good.
I have The Twinning instead of The Shining. I had Mary's Super Secret Garden.
Ooh. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Then I had, sorry, you're going to be mad. I had The Non-Gender Specific Weapon.
I like it.
There's no such thing as a ladies' weapon.
We're not labeling people. It's 2017.
We're
not.
We're done with that. So stop. Yeah. Stop that, Katie. Grow up. That I had. Confused. I had Katie did. Or did she? Sorry. For Katie did. And then I have the one that's going to make you upset, which is a damn liar. Adam, liar.
Oh my God, liar.
Pun-tastic. Yes. Okay.
I like it.
You do?
Yeah, it's fine.
A damn liar.
Well, I
liar.
Like it because I felt like you were judging me for giving Katie the benefit of the doubt.
No.
But it does.
When?
And I think.
I was when?
Earlier. Like an hour ago. But.
I was?
Yes, I'm you so were sorry. Like, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Or was she like this? I'm not blaming you for it.
Okay.
I'm just saying I was convinced that you were sure that she did it.
No.
So.
Not sure.
Now I'm seeing that you are just as confused as I am.
Yes.
And that we're on the same page and that we just really don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Which is rare. This is a rare spot to be at. I feel weird. I feel a little sick to my stomach. I feel like I need to take a nap and have a bag of Cheetos.
It's like on Cold Justice, they need to have a warning at the beginning of the episode if it's one where they don't solve it. Yeah. Because it's very frustrating.
But this is solved. She is guilty.
But I don't know if she's guilty.
But they're totally going to get it overturned. Honestly, I think they're going to get it overturned on the fact that they brought in manslaughter at the last minute as a lesser charge.
She's still going to have served several years in jail.
When did this trial happen? Just happened, right?
The sentencing hasn't even happened yet. The sentencing happens in January.
So this all just went down.
So in like a month, we'll know how much time she'll have to spend in jail.
What do you think?
Well, manslaughter, I think, can be up to 25 years. Yeah.
So what do you think?
But it kind of depends on if the judge looks at the case and thinks that it was a good case or not.
So,
but this case is so messed up. And the fact that the two main other suspects got immunity is so messed up that if I was the judge, I would give her like 6 months.
Well, and how in the world did the Adam testimony get in that she tried to poison me too? That whole thing? That should never have been allowed in because...
Right, because they tested the supplements and there was no poison
in
them.
It's super hearsay. It's just him saying that. You could, anybody could say
that. No, well, he did wind up in the emergency room.
Sure.
So there would be records of
because
that.
He's taking something called Alpha Brain and probably on an empty stomach with Adderall.
Yeah. I mean, and people get sick from those holistic stuff all the time.
Oh, totally.
You can be allergic to stuff and you don't know it because it's weird and holistic.
Vitamins that stuff is no joke. Mess with you. They can wreck your stomach. They can do all sorts of stuff. And also, I think that what you're going to have is the witness statements, which are the three sisters of the victim get up and say, Katie didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's going to get maybe 10 years. Maybe.
Or do you think the whole thing could just be overturned and they decide not to try her again?
They can't try her again, can they? They can't try her for manslaughter again. They would vacate the sentence. They could try her again for first-degree murder.
Mm.
But I don't think...
And that just depends on how dogged the DA is and how much he wants a win. It always depends on, like, if they're up for re-election.
I know. There's
different politicians. It's so political. But then that depends on what the tide of the community is saying.
Yep.
So if they try to go with what their constituents are going to vote for.
Yep.
So if the tide of that community is saying this girl is innocent, it was railroaded, then he might try to win a case, he or she, by overturning it.
Yep.
And then people would vote for it.
Yep.
So you just never know. It's crazy.
I know. All right.
Oh, man.
So what do we have for Twitter? Is it time? Because people had to have opinions on this. They had to have.
They mostly had opinions about the crying sister.
Really? People didn't
have... Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Blue Girl Detroit. I think the only crime Katie committed was wearing her $1 Old Navy flip-flops while handling her horse. We didn't talk about that, but that is dangerous.
She wasn't. She was in sneakers. Are you talking about that you see the flip-flops when she has the ankle bracelet on?
Yes.
No. She was wearing sneakers. I watched the whole part. I thought of that, too. No, she's wearing
Because
sneakers.
That horse could step on her foot and just break it. I don't know what horses do.
She was wearing the flip-flops solely to show off her manicure and ankle jewelry. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Samson Boy 70. Bill is a butthole.
That's wonderful. Just the simplicity of it.
Yeah. Jamie 3529 GQ. Pretty sure Katie is guilty, but I'd arrest the crying sister just because. Mystery Sleuth Club. If Bill did it, then he used Katie to be a patsy and then made it look like Katie was framing Adam. See, it's another one of those.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we don't know. Samson Boy 70. Hate to say this, but Mary's daughters are really trying to squeeze a teardrop out. They just aren't there. the tears aren't coming. They're just not coming. Mistress Mensa, Adam's cousin can get it. I'm not the only one. Busy get in money. Katie is sleeping with David. That's what they, she switched.
Totally true. And good job for her because.
Oh, step up, right?
Adam, God almighty, the backwards hat. Every picture of him, I was like, barf city. And him in court, the weird little blonde scrotee. Yes, get out of here.
Yes.
Go home. Shave your face.
Hi-ho Silver. Someone who changes their look often has something to hide. Beware. Now, I think they were talking about Adam because he looked like a different person in every single photo than
every
compared
single
to
one.
On the stand.
Yep.
But it also made me think about you because you change your look very often.
Or they have a low boredom threshold.
That's true. That's just ADD.
Yeah.
Lady J Dance, when your parents say there's something wrong with your new boyfriend, believe them and run. That's not funny. That's just true. That's just good advice.
And you'd believe that mom, wouldn't you? Katie's mom. Solid advice. She seemed like a
solid advice.
Smart.
And the dad just seemed like a down-to-earth guy who got a good read on people.
Right.
Didn't get a good read on Adam. And neither did the sisters.
And neither did anyone else in America.
Four of your close family members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the public at large.
No. Rebecca 88, Mr. White Supremacist haircut did it.
He really did. He had a Hitler Youth haircut.
In the courtroom, right?
Yeah. It's not good.
No, it's not good.
Not in this climate.
Missy Maeve, immunity being handed out like Halloween candy. The tippy Katie, this is why I always put in quotes for writing when I search for stuff like that. Hashtag don't worry government. Hashtag I'm not gonna kill anyone. Hashtag I promise. So I think Katie will literally search like poison. It's for a paper I'm writing in the Google bar. For writing.
I really love she that. Cyanide for essay.
For essay. For school. Paulette Simone, get those daughters off my screen.
Wow. People were so mad at them.
Yeah. Dana San 88, whiny daughters, a son who hits women and drinks too much, and a husband who cheats on his wife with her sister. That family was destroyed long before Mary died. Yeah.
Oh, that's
sad. The sisters made it seem like they were in this idyllic, everything was perfect before the murder. It was not.
Yeah.
There were issues.
You knew what the last line of the episode was, right?
What was it?
That she loved life possibly more than anyone else.
Oh, that's why on Twitter someone said they snuck it in at the end.
Oh, they did. It's the last line of the episode.
They snuck it in.
And it's the most intense loving life of them all. You need to go back.
Oh, I will go back.
Yeah, I can't believe you missed it. It's probably because it's just you sort of are getting ready to turn it off.
I was ready to turn it off. My head was reeling, honestly. I was so confused by this episode. I just didn't know what to think. My mind kept switching every 10 minutes. Even today, I was pondering. I switched my mind back and forth several times on Katie. I did not know what to think. So I was not concerned with loving life. But someone on Twitter said, oh, they snuck it in at the end.
Yep, they sure
That's
did.
That's what they meant.
Yep.
Okay, I love that. Let's talk TV time. I'm having a hard time understanding why Katie would want to date Adam, much less kill for him.
True.
Okay, this was interesting. Amanda Carpenter. So Dateline didn't report that Katie passed a lie detector test.
Yes,
my question is, did the husband or son have to take one when they were questioned?
Katie took a lie detector test because her defense attorney made her take it.
And she passed.
She did. But then they also found on her computer how to pass a lie detector.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Katie can't get a break. But then, honestly, I think a lot of people search for that because it's a curious thing. How do you fake it?
Yeah.
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 How do you? Yeah. I haven't searched it, but I feel like I'm going to. But I'm definitely going to write 4 essay. Or 4 Kimberly.
Kimberly wants to know, asking for a friend.
Kimberly is curious how to pass a lie detector test. How do you fake it?
I think that was it for Twitter. Oh my God, someone screen grabbed this lady, but I didn't notice her.
Oh, that was the nosy neighbor. That saw them making out, wasn't it? Wasn't it the nosy neighbor? The nosy neighbor was good in this. I saw that them kissing very intense.
Flattering.
They were looking into each other's eyes very intensely, is what she testified. I thought that was funny.
Oh, looking into each other's eyes.
Intensely, though, Kimberly. She said it she said it was intense.
Intensely.
Do you have anything in the news?
I thought there was one more, but I guess not. Yes, I have so many things in the news. So our petition on change.org is really making some headway. There are some items for sale now, and I'd like to think it was because of our petition, but it's probably most likely because it's the holidays. But there are some items, but we want more items. We want the socks to appear. We want the Snuggies. We want hats. People want notebooks. Lisa RN02 said she wanted some dang t-shirts, and Dateline tweeted back at us, "There are dang t-shirts." They were very upset. And then Josh Mankiewicz himself tweeted our petition and said, "Sign the petition and maybe the biased and failing NBC store will take note. Hashtag America wants Manknets," which is what we're calling magnets now. Manknets. And then another thing in the news, Moms and Murders podcast are our new friends, and they're awesome, and they have a podcast, and they got to interview Josh Mankiewicz for their podcast. Yee. And Katie is extremely jealous about this, but they are being wonderful enough to air our promo during their episode with Josh Mankiewicz. So you should listen to them anyways because they're awesome, but also listen because you'll hear our promo, and also because Josh Mankiewicz is going to be on it, also, and that's incredible.
Yeah, Mankey.
Mankey is going to be on it, and that's amazing.
Woohoo.
So I'm so happy for them. I had a great conversation with It's Laura MC about whether or not we could get Britney Spears to participate in her search party. It's really all she wants in life, but her husband was kind of a naysayer, and she wrote me back and said, "Update, he said no, Britney wouldn't search for me." And I just felt really bad for her.
Brit would do it.
I think she would do it.
Brit would do
if
it.
If she found out she was a fan, she saw her in Vegas.
Yeah.
And she pre-planned her Dateline episode and wanted Britney to be part of it.
What's her name?
Laura.
Oh, Laura, Laura. Sorry. I'm tired. God. That's what happens.
I know. Okay, so Barbara, my parents' neighbor, texted me that her son and her were listening to our recap of 12 Minutes on Elm Street, and they noticed some similarities between that story and A Telltale Heart by Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes, interesting.
And I thought that was very astute.
It's very astute.
Yes, and Barbara also went out of the way to spell our names in crazy ways, like with H's and extra I's and Y, because we had complained that our names were so boring in that episode.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah, it was really nice.
I appreciate that.
Our donation, thank you. We started our donations page. We want to again thank Pretty Plus More, who was our very first donor of all time. And
absolutely.
We have a huge, huge thank you
to David.
Gave us such a generous donation. What are you going to do with the money?
So I think the wisest way that we can spend this money is at Walmart on supplies.
Supplies.
Unless maybe we should be a little vague. on the supplies. Well,
but I do love MKL2132's theory about how burner phones are never sold in pairs and how it's always just one person who's calling another person with their cell phone records.
I was thinking so, we should put the money towards that, our new company.
I thought of that too. That's a great, our burner pair, two, burning pairs.
Two for
I don't know
the,
what
two
it'd
for
be
the burn. I don't know. We'll come up with
two,
something
oh,
good.
Oh, two for the burn.
That sounds like you're going to Burning Man. So we don't, yeah. That's like something you post on Facebook on your way to Burning Man. Two for the burn. And then you show like maybe a half rolled joint or something.
So if you do want to make a donation to us and find out what we would buy with the money, we have tons of new ideas for bonus episodes that we want to do, maybe another podcast we want to start, but we might need some money so we can do that. So consider making a donation, paypal.me/datewithdateline.
Also, we will be releasing the name of a charitable organization because for December, we're going to donate 15% of whatever's donated to us in the holiday season. So
yes, the spirit of giving.
So if you have any ideas for organizations you like, open to suggestions.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, I always want to donate to Mariska Hargitay's charity that gets rape kits tested. Great
that's
charity.
That's a great charity. Maybe we'll do that one. Okay, good.
Yeah. So again, like that's paypal.me/datewithdateline. Remember to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. We're going to start reading our favorite reviews. So post a review on iTunes and give us some stars.
Thank you.
We love you. Don't watch alone. Watch with Holly because there's no other reason for her to be there.
Don't watch alone. Watch with someone else who can figure out who in the heck committed this crime, please.
Thank you.
Watch with someone who just gets it and is like, oh, well, this is what happened because we can't seem to figure it out.
But do you think it's because we're dumb or do you think it's because we don't have all the facts?
The facts?
I was trying to say the information and then I changed halfway through.
Yep, and
I
so said it came facts. Out. Right, exactly.
And it came out the facts. That is, we do not have all the facts.
90% of what I sound like in this podcast is that right there. So that's fine. That's why it takes me so long to edit. Yeah, okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.